far from.
Hi, Mindy.
Are you ready yet?
Whoa, Mindy, what are you wearing?
Oh, isn't it awesome? It's my Red Hot Silly Peppers t-shirt, and I made it just for this occasion. Oh, and here, I made one for you, too. Only yours says, ta-da!
Spice, baby? Mindy, I'm not...
And I got us both a pair of shiny spandex tights that will make our legs look like a bunch of banana peppers.
No.
And last but not least... Try this baby on for size.
A hat shaped like a giant chili pepper?
Come on, where's your spicy spirit, man?
Okay, but just be careful with my hair. I had to wax it down extra tight this morning.
Just gonna shove your head into this hat. There, that's never coming off, because I glued it.
What?
I know you look like a party pepper.
I think it's squeezing my brain.
Oh, that's okay. It'll bounce back.
What?
Reggie, we need you to take us to the Super Bowl of Spice Smackdown.
You know, on second thought, why don't we just hang out here and organize my collection of...
Hold on to your hot tamales, Guy Raz, because here we go!
There were actual flames coming out of Reggie's talons.
Reggie bringing the heat. Think that means he landed us in the right place.
Where are we?
Guy Raz, look over there.
Wow, what's that? It looks like a giant stadium-sized bowl of chili with steam coming off the top.
Oh, that's because it is a giant stadium-sized bowl of chili with steam coming off the top.
What in the...
Guy Raz... Welcome to the Super Bowl of Spice Smackdown World Championship Face-Off. You know, my grandma G-Force used to take me here when I was a baby. In fact, she was once crowned world champion. But then she burned her tongue, and she never competed again.
Oh, well, that's kind of sad, I guess. So what exactly is this thing?
Oh, so it's when all of the hottest peppers from all over the world come together and try to spice out their human opponents.
So kind of like a professional wrestling match, except with peppers?
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, peppers and people. Come on, let's go inside so you can see for yourself.
Okay.
Check it out!
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, we have the 2013 Guinness World Record winner, the Carolina Reaper! And in this corner, the self-proclaimed world's hottest, Grandma G-Force!
Is that...
Mindy, that's your grandma G-Force.
I guess her tongue must have finally healed after all these years.
Years?
Go, Grandma G-Force! You show that Carolina Reaper who's boss!
Mindy, look, she's circling that pepper like she's about to go in for the kill.
Oh, man, Guy Raz. You know, just a few years ago, the Carolina Reaper, a cross between a ghost pepper and a red Savina habanero, was the hottest chili pepper in the whole world, coming in at a peak of 2.2 million SHU.
Wait, SHU? 2.2 million? What are you talking about?
Oh, so SHU stands for Scoville Heat Units.
Ah, of course. Named after Wilbur Scoville, the American pharmacist who came up with the Scoville Heat Scale.
Wait, you know about the Scoville Heat Scale?
Well, would I be wearing a Spice Baby t-shirt with elbow patches if I didn't?
Elbow patches on your t-shirt? Wait!
Mindy, Wilbur Scoville created the Scoville Scale as a way to measure the heat or spiciness of a hot chili pepper.
Right, and speaking of hot peppers, did you know that peppers are actually a fruit?
Huh. I've always thought of them as vegetables.
Well, not all fruits are sweet, Guy Raz. There are a bunch of fruits that we normally think of as veggies, like tomatoes and eggplants and even cucumbers.
Wait, cucumbers are fruits too?
Technically and botanically speaking, yes.
Ah, of course, it's the seeds.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that they all come from flowering plants.
Huh. You know, as strange as it seems, Mindy, it makes total sense. I guess I just tend to think of fruits as more sweet than spicy.
So you're saying that you would not dump slices of jalapeno peppers on your oatmeal in the morning?
No.
You sure? It'd give you a little kick to start your day.
I'm pretty sure, Mindy. So you were saying about the Scoville scale?
Oh, yeah. So as you were saying, the Scoville scale is a measure of the hotness of a pepper and other spicy foods. And it ranges from 0 to 16 million Scoville heat units.
But how exactly does it work?
Well, first I should start by saying that chili peppers contain something called capsaicin. And capsaicin is this colorless, odorless, oil-like chemical compound.
Interesting.
I mean, basically, capsaicin is the stuff in the pepper that makes your mouth feel like it's on fire after you eat a really hot one.
And so I'm guessing that to figure out where a pepper falls on the Scoville heat scale, a scientist would have to squeeze out some of that oil-like capsaicin from a pepper.
Yep. And back in the day, scientists would mix that capsaicin with a little bit of sugar water. And then they would hand it to a professional taste tester to take a sip to see if it still had its hotness.
Whew.
And if it did, they would keep adding more and more sugar water until the taste tester could no longer taste the heat.
So they would water down the capsaicin, or the stuff that makes peppers hot, until it was no longer detectable?
Exactly. Doritos, Guy Raz. It's called diluting, which is a scientific term that means watering something down. Kind of like what you do to my orange juice when you pour me a tiny bit and fill the rest of the glass with water when you think I'm not looking.
Mindy, I dilute your orange juice with water because there's so much sugar in a 24-ounce glass of just orange juice.
I know there is, Guy Raz. That's what makes it so delicious.
Okay, back to the Scoville scale.
Right. So the amount of dilution, or the amount of sugar water it takes to snuff out the heat of a pepper's capsaicin, is what gives the pepper its rating or measure on the Scoville heat scale. So for example, if a taste tester could no longer taste the heat after one cup, it might be a pretty mild pepper. But if it took, say, 100 cups of sugar water to kill the heat, then you might be dealing with a crazy hot pepper.
Yeah, and about those professional taste testers you mentioned?
Yeah?
Well, it seems like what might be spicy to one person might not be so spicy to another. I mean, how do you get an accurate rating if all human tongues taste things differently?
Yeah, so that was actually one problem with the original Scoville scale. So ever since the 1980s, scientists have left the spice measuring to a fancy machine instead of relying on other people's tongues.
Okay, so just to get an idea of where a pepper would fall on the Scoville scale, let's take a sweet pepper, for instance.
Okay, so a sweet pepper, hence the name, contains almost no capsaicin at all, which means that it rates in at a big fat 0 on the Scoville scale. Here, watch me take a bite. See? No heat at all.
And what about a jalapeno pepper? I mean, those are pretty hot.
Guy Raz, jalapeno peppers, which I dump all over my nachos and pancakes, rates in at 2,500 to 8,000 Scoville heat units.
Blah!
Here, watch me take a bite.
Wait.
Hand me milk! Hand me milk! I'm breathing fire!
Okay, so if a sweet pepper is a wimpy zero and a jalapeno pepper can reach up to 8,000, what about something that's record-breaking hot, like, say, the Carolina Reaper that your grandma G-Force is about to take on in the wrestling ring?
Oh, man, look at her. She's circling the pepper. She's got her milk ready. It's not going to be long now before she makes her move.
Mindy, you mentioned earlier that this pepper had a rating of up to 2.2 million Scoville heat units.
Yep. Oh, man, it would take a lot of sugar water to dilute all of that capsaicin heat. What we're looking at right now is one of the hottest peppers in the universe.
That's a menacing-looking pepper. Bright red and wrinkly texture and pointy little stinger-like tail.
I know. Whew. I'm getting kind of worried that maybe Grandma G-Force has finally met her match.
And now, Grandma G-Force, 1949 Super Bowl Spice SmackDown World Champion, has pulled out her knife and fork.
I'm so nervous.
Calm down. The Carolina Reaper is a hot pepper. Grandma G-Force, she's a tough cookie.
She's putting on her bib. She's going for it. Her knife is hitting the pepper. She's cutting its head off.
It has a head?
Shh, I think he means the stem.
She stabs it with her fork.
Poor little Carolina Reaper.
It's food, Guy Raz. You're supposed to stab it with a fork.
She brings the pepper up to her mouth.
Did your grandma have her teeth sharpened for this?
Nah, those vampire fangs run in our family. See?
Blah!
And it's in! It's in! G-Force chews up the Carolina Reaper and spits it out!
Okay!
I can't look! Mindy, what's happening?
Yes! Grandma G-Force, I knew you could do it! The original Spice Girl! Woo!
Is it over?
The referees are handing her antacids and she is refusing! I've never seen anything like this!
Did I win $1,000,000?
Oh man, I am so spiced out right now, Guy Raz! I can't believe she did it!
Wow, your Grandma G-Force is really incredible, Mindy!
I know, right? Oh man, that was intense! Okay, you ready for round two?
Wait. There's more?
Yeah.
Is she gonna shoot herself from a cannon or something?
What? No!
Oh, phew.
They don't do that until they crown a new champion at the end.
Oh, right.
And the reigning world champion is up now. His name is Peter Piper.
Huh, why do I think I know that name?
Well, the rumor is that Peter Piper once picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah, I know the backstory. Wait, he's here?
In the flesh. Oh, look, he's coming out to the ring now.
Wow, he's so much bigger than Mother Goose made him out to
be. Listen, he's up.
Next up, reigning world champion, Peter Piper will pick a peck of Pepper X.
Wait, did he just say Pepper X?
Yeah, it says right here on the program, a peck of Pepper X, Peter Piper pick.
Guy Raz, do you know anything about Pepper X?
That it's a pepper looking for a name?
Pepper X is a brand new pepper developed by a guy named Smokin' Ed Curry.
Wait.
The same guy who developed the Carolina Reaper and took it to Guinness World Records stardom in 2013.
And I'm almost afraid to ask, but how hot is Pepper X?
Guy Raz, hold on to your habaneros, because this pepper is so hot and spicy, it makes the Carolina Reaper look like baby food.
And just to be clear, you should never, ever, 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 ever feed a hot pepper to a baby or to me.
Wait, are you a baby?
What?
Never mind.
Whew.
Guy Raz, on the Scoville heat scale, the Carolina Reaper can reach up to 2.2 million units.
Yeah?
And another pepper called the Dragon's Breath Chili, which was accidentally invented earlier this year by a farmer in the country Wales, that pepper came in at 2.5 million units.
Whoa.
And now, Pepper X, the latest, most blisteringly hot pepper known to man, rates in at... Wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Okay, I can't wait anymore.
Okay. 3.18 million Scoville heat units.
Wow! Wow!
In the...
Wow!
Guy Raz, did you just eat one that I'm not aware of? What is happening? Guy Raz, are you sweating?
No, I'm just imagining what that would feel like on my tongue and sliding down my esophagus.
Well, pull yourself together, man!
Mindy, I just don't understand how anyone would eat something that hot and spicy.
Okay, so here's the deal. In our mouths and our throats and even our eyes, we all have these teeny tiny capsaicin-detecting spice detectors, right?
Yeah.
And when we eat something spicy, it's their job to send a message up to our brains to let our brains know that we have just been properly spiced out.
So this must be why our mouths feel that tingly burning sensation or our eyes start to water.
Exactoritos. And some people are born with more or less of these capsaicin receptors than others. They're just born that way.
So people with less spice receptors may not experience the hot sensation in spicy foods the way that others like me would.
You got it. In fact, some researchers from the University of Helsinki in Finland conducted an experiment with a bunch of twins. And from that experiment, they were able to figure out that genes play a big role in how much spice we can handle.
So genes, we were just talking about that, weren't we? The teeny microscopic bits inside of us that were passed down from our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents and great-great-great-great-great-grandparents and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents.
Yeah, I think you got it. So basically, if, say, your mom likes spicy food, then you could be more likely to like it too as you get older, even if you don't now.
But if your mom is easily spiced out by even the wimpiest pepper in the world...
Oh, then there's probably no hope for you.
Whew.
Pack your bags and don't let the door hit you on the way out of this spicy smackdown.
Ouch!
Hey, I didn't make up the genetic code, Guy Raz.
Well, but what about other countries and cultures? Like, I have a friend from Chile in South America, and even though the country is called Chile, they don't really eat spicy foods. But then I have a friend from India who's been eating hot chilies since he was a little kid. So liking spicy food can't just be about our genes, can it?
Well, yeah, and that's not at all surprising. I mean, in some parts of the world, like India and Mexico, people are used to eating spicy food as a regular part of their breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's fascinating. I mean, that would suggest that people can develop or build a tolerance or the ability to handle very, very spicy food depending on the kind of foods they ate in their countries.
You got it. Oh, wow, look, it looks like Peter Piper is up. Oh, man, if he successfully crushes this Pepper X, he'll be crowned the world champion 2 years in a row.
And what happens if he doesn't?
And if he doesn't, well, it looks like Grandma G-Force might be toning up for a little victory dance.
I'm so nervous.
Ouch. Guy Raz.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping into the ring is Peter Piper! And a face-off against the one, the only, Pepper X! Rating in at a whopping 3.18 on the Scoville scale.
I can't look away.
Peter Piper, wearing his pickled pants, circles the infamous Pepper X. He's clearly got his eye on the prize.
Whew. Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
Peter Piper, he picks up the pepper. He places it into his mouth. He bites down.
Now look at him. Hands are flapping, his face is turning red, he's sweating through his pickled peppered pants.
In order for Peter Piper to win this championship, he must hold on to this pepper for 3 more seconds. 3, 2, and he spits out the pepper. Oh, G-Force is officially this year's Super Bowl of Spice World Champion.
She's won? Your Grandma G-Force won?
If you can't stand the heat, then give me the pepper.
Oh, no. She's going to bite into the Pepper X.
And what's this? A turn of events, it seems. G-Force now attempting to take on the blisteringly hot Pepper X.
Mindy, this is crazy.
Oh my goodness, she's doing it.
She chews. She swallows. She breathes fire.
She's breathing fire?
Where's my golden tiara?
Blah! Wow, Mindy, you know, knowing that your genes were passed down from Grandma G-Force, you know, you might be just like her in the future, accepting the title one day soon.
Wow, I guess I never really even considered it. You think I really got it in me?
Oh, yes, I do. But first, we have to get you on a strict training regime. Start with a simple bell pepper, then work your way up to a...
Oh, boy.
And not to be jalapeno business,
Guy Raz.
But how do you like your chicken wings? Mild, medium, or hot?
Right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Chipotle. As young farmers who raise their family hogs for one of Chipotle's pork suppliers, Nyman Ranch, the Cruz siblings recognize the challenges that many face in the industry, including the financial barriers to entry.
The average price per land around here is $6,500 an acre. That's not including machinery that you need to farm the land.
And that's not an easy or a financially realistic task for someone who's our age in their early 20s.
To learn more about how Chipotle is working to champion young farmers, go to chipotle.com/farmers. Support also comes from Good Kids, a parenting podcast from Lemonada Media. Good Kids offers 15-minute how-to episodes about how to raise kinder, gentler humans from diverse parenting experts, incredible adults, and regular folks. If you want your parenting advice in bite-sized chunks, listen to Good Kids. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you get a smart speaker for a gift over the holidays? Well, consider it the gift that keeps on giving, right? Because it can help you keep up with the news. Just say play NPR to hear your local NPR station and all your favorite NPR shows as well.
That's it! Back to the show!
Wow in the world!
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Adelaide, and I am from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm 7 years old, and my wow in the world is that if you don't mow your grass, it can turn into tall grass, and then it can turn into a whole forest.
Hi, Minnie and Guy Raz. My name is Aisha, and I am 8 years old. And I love your shows. I live in Kenya, and my wow in the world is that the equator passes through Kenya. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Hello, Mindy. Hello, Guy Raz. My name is Lucia, and I live in Chicago. My wow in the world is that I dug up a sweet potato in my Mimi's garden.
Hi, my name is Ellie. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Kokomo, Wisconsin. My wow in the world is cats. No matter how high they jump from, they always land on their feet. Thanks. I love your show.
Hi, I'm Harper Thomas, and I'm 7.
I'm Marlo Thomas, and I'm 4.
And my sister's Marlo, and she's 4. Our wow in the world are pangolins. That's pangolin. Their scales are made out of keratin, just like our fingernails. Their scales can cut a lion, and they're endangered. Love your show!
Hi, my name is Ella. I'm 8 years old. I live in Lutz, Florida. And my wow in the world is space, because I could discover a new planet. You never know what's out there. Bye, I love your show.
I'm Andy Broad. This is Lily from Agoura Hills in America. And my wow in the world is that pandas eat a lot of bamboo in one day. Bye, Mindy and Broad.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Wow in the World.
And if you want to keep the conversation going, check out some of the questions we've posted on this episode at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more details on how your kids can become part of the World Organization of Wowzers. Lots of cool perks, exclusive T-shirts, autographed pictures of us, and a bunch of other cool stuff. WowInTheWorld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson.
Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
With help from Thomas Van Kalken, Chelsea Erson, and Jessica Bodie. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer is the big boss.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. You can find more of their awesome all-ages music at thepopups.com.
And parents and teachers, if you want to send us an email, our address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Grown-ups, you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World.
And if you want to be featured at the end of the show, call us up and tell us your Wow in the World.
Our phone number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. That's 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
And parents, if you want to upload any photos or videos or messages to us, please visit wowintheworld.com and find a link where you can do just that.
And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or however you get your podcasts. Leave us a few stars and a review, and be sure to tell a friend about the show. Until next time, keep on wowing.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
NPR's Life Kit wants to help you make changes that actually stick this new year. From how to do dry January to how to start a creative habit, we've got new episodes all month to help you start the year off right. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.